I'd like to call the meeting for the Town of Curry Beach Town Council to order for March 17th, 2025. And I'd like to call on Commissioner Ellen to give our invocation and then a pledge of allegiance. Before John starts, let's please remember the town of Topsail Beach. They have lost their second mayor. Their mayor died 6 months ago. He'd been in poor health, not a very nice man. We got to see him a lot at NC Byways meetings. They appointed a new mayor. He died this past week, and they're in search of appointing a new mayor. So let's remember our friends at Topsail Beach also. John.
Thank you, Mayor. Please bow your heads in prayer with me. Lord, we come to you this evening, and we thank you and praise you and give you the glory for all the wonderful people that live here in Curry Beach. Just last week, Curry Beach was recognized as number 2 in the nation of great places for family vacations out of a list of about 35. Again, I thank you for all these wonderful people on the staff, the community, the committees that are staffed by the community people, and then all of those that just love it here and work for the greater good of this community. Many, many of them are here with us this evening. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the consent agenda, and I think Mayor Pro Tem Hagler has a couple of additions for the consent.
Yes, sir. I'd make a motion to amend the consent agenda, item 3.8, to add the fiscal year 2025 audit contract and engagement letter with Bernard Robertson and Company, and item 3.9 to add the T&H construction agreement for the storm drain replacement and approve the consent agenda as amended.
Have a motion and do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor of adoption of the consent agenda with changes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Adoption of the agenda. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes. Next is public comment period. Persons making public comments shall do so from the podium, provide their name and address, and be limited to 3 minutes. Written and emailed comments will not be read at the meeting and will be included with the minutes of the meeting. Speaking out of turn from the audience and inflammatory, immaterial, or irrational comments are not permitted. A comment seeking a response will be responded to by council, addressed during department reports, or delegated to staff to address. So, first person we have up is Maria, and I don't want to, but you come up, please, and give us your last name and where you live, Maria.
We purchased the property at 1012 Ocean View Estates back in 2021, and since then we've noticed that our road has, when it rains, it floods. Looking back in 1980, Joe Eakes of Eakes Investment had received an approval for a 14-lot subdivision. Subsequently, in 1984, he put in for a declaration for a private road. So just moving forward, drain maintenance and road maintenance is on a private road. There were only three houses on those parcels back in the early 80s. And everybody, if they drive down to Fort Fisher, you'll see the Mavericks now. There's a four-unit townhouse where it used to be a single-family house. So now we have 10 houses on that road, so you can imagine that the saturation rate and also the overflow is now going into one single drain. It's with a 6-inch drain pipe. Now, I don't know what the permit requirements were back in the late 70s. The stormwater and also with engineering, but obviously as development has come, it's not working, so we have a crumbling road. So what we'd like to do is, given that we do pay, even though we're on a private road, we do pay the same taxes for stormwater, and everybody knows our taxes are going up. That we respectfully ask the town and perhaps the county, who originally approved the subdivision and the drain, to evaluate the drain system on our road. So we look forward to your response, and hopefully we can work together.
Okay. Would you leave your phone number with Mandy there, please? And that way we have your address, as long as we have your phone number there. Thank you.
So have you talked to your neighbors since this is a private road? Because you all own them, right?
Here.
So you all own them. Well, you're not everybody that lives there, right? So because that's a private road with deed access, who owns the road then?
Well, we do, but based on 47B2 and the Marketable Real Property Title Act, it's expired. It expired in 2014.
So then who owns it?
The town.
No, we don't. The town has to receive a road. Okay. You can't just say we own it. That doesn't happen that way.
So let's, comments too.
Yeah, let us look into it. We've got your phone number.
Okay.
Council might want to confirm someone, it might have been me or it might have been on behalf of council, sent them recently an email about dedication and acceptance. And you may want to see if they indeed got it.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I don't remember receiving that, so...
Okay.
Like
we sent them.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about it for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. I'm interested. If the legislature made us take something without having to do that, I'm very interested. Yeah.
Roy Irwin.
Settlers Lane. I'm going to quickly reiterate what I stated at last council meeting. Tonight, the Bike Ped Committee is going to ask you to adopt the existing Greenway feasibility study. By doing this, you are agreeing to Route 1C, which is a dotted line running directly behind 62 homes on Settlers Lane. Members of the committee may tell you that Route 1C is not cast in stone. I caution you in believing this. Nothing has changed over the years, and 1C still runs directly behind our homes. I know one resident in Curie Beach Village who's already had issues with strangers on more than one occasion in the rear of their property, hanging over a fence, checking out their property. This was after clearing the fire lane. One gentleman quoted a local realtor last month that stated greenways can increase the property values of the neighborhood. That might be true. However, I'm also a local realtor, and I can advise you that it can have a negative effect on the properties directly adjacent to it. One local appraiser stated a private wooded view adds value to a property. Installing a greenway will create a loss of value on that same property. I've also experienced clients stating the same concerns when showing them properties in subdivisions which have bike paths in them. My family has lived the horrors of having a greenway directly behind our home years ago, and it was the reason why we moved. Last month, I also advised you the crime on the greenways in the Triangle area and where we used to live. Many of you might say Curie Beach is different, but it's not the residents I worry about. It's the non-residents and the tourists. I understand a Carolina Beach officer is going to write a letter to town council stating the greenway is safe. That's great. The existing greenway does not run directly behind the homes, except for a couple. I'm sure that they considered the other greenways were safe until something happened. We are not against the greenway. We are against it running behind our homes. Roughly 19 homes in Carolina Sands had the same issues. Carolina Beach Town Council listened to them and accommodated them. I hope you listen to us in regards to our concerns to safety, privacy, and security. If you adopt the feasibility study tonight, it's a slap in the face of the residents of Settlers Lane. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Roy.
Roy, do you want to leave your comment?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Garen and Ashley Michael, one or both of you? One of you? Michael, I assume? You're right.
It's Garen. It's Garen. Aaron, what did you get in front of it? She's got a couple of exhibits.
That's fine.
It's the same issue that Maria brought up.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah. So first off, thank you for...
Name and address, please.
It's Garrett Michael at 1008 Ocean View Estates.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly appreciate the opportunity to be in front of you today. Bringing up the same issue, Maria touched a lot on the road, the situation with the road. It's also a little bit more than that. It's the drain situation, the ponding that happens right in front of our house and going up the street as well. Maria was next to us, and the homes across from us. I know all of us, a lot of us had devastation from Tropical Cyclone 8. We lost our entire first floor, as did multiple of our neighbors that are on that street. And the reality is that it's just getting worse. We purchased a lot in 2020, and then we built our dream home. We're planning on being here 50 years. We've been looking specifically, lived in Wilmington, and we're looking where we wanted to spend most of our better years, and we landed on Cary Beach because of the infrastructure y'all have here and how well everything looks after storms, and you do a great job of taking care of residents. I mean, we felt like this was the right place to land. And right now, we're just dealing with the situation. It seems to be getting progressively worse as far as the drainage goes, because the ponding happens with just a standard rainfall that might bring a lot of rain in a couple hours, the flash flooding that happens. It's like a full-size river out in front of her house. My wife drives an EV, and quite frankly, if it rains too much within a couple hours of her having to leave the house in the morning, she can't get out of the driveway. So it's just almost impassable, and for folks that are up the street, unless they have a tall SUV, they can't get to their homes. My wife has had an evening or two where she's come and not been able to get to the driveway. She's had to park her car up the street and trudge through the water. I have to go pick her up. So it's just an ongoing issue. We do believe that the town is in a position, hopefully, to help us out, given the fact that the covenants have, declarations have expired, and hopefully we can try to work as a team to try to make that happen. We got a lot of good folks on that street. A lot of folks have been there a long time. You're going to hear from at least one more here today. We're sorry we didn't have everybody here, but schedules being with the yard at St. Patrick's Day, we brought what we could. So we just want to have a chance to be heard on that and get a chance to let y'all understand sort of just the logistics that we're running into down there, and whatever we can do to help you make that decision, whatever information you might need from us, certainly be happy to provide.
Okay.
You want to? Would you have me go to entertain a couple photos real quick?
Well,
yeah, we have them, and typically we don't make, typically we hear what you have to say.
Yes.
We'll assign this to staff, and we'll be back in touch, okay?
Thanks.
Peggy Hendricks.
Hi, thank you for letting us come in tonight to talk to you. I'm speaking as the...
Name and address, please.
I'm Peggy Hendricks. I'm at 1016 Ocean View Estates. And they wanted me to speak because I've been there longer than... I've been there since the beginning of time. My husband and I bought our lot there in 1991. And we built our house in 1993. My late husband, Mike Hendricks, he was a licensed general contractor. So, we did all the proper things, we built up the property, and but we have always had a problem with that small little drain. I can remember us coming home after one of the hurricanes, and I can remember wading in water this deep, because, and now, it doesn't even take a hurricane. It's just a heavy rainfall, and we got water standing in the street for a couple of days at least. In the summertime, it's a problem because the mosquitoes, too. And it has also damaged the road. I mean, the road's just crumbling. So now it's like we're living on a dirt road. And we do, reiterate what Maria and Garrett, we pay the same town taxes, we pay the same water sewer rates as everybody else, but we got a problem over there. And I know we've got a really good public works department, and we appreciate all y'all do, you know, after storms, and we just need some help. And we're looking for a solution, and we would appreciate whatever you can do for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all we have for public comment tonight. Folks, some of the people that commented, either what you have discussed will be brought up later on in the council meeting, or we will assign it to staff and we'll talk about it. And I didn't miss anybody. Bill, I missed you. I'm sorry. I skipped right over you, Bill. I'm sorry. Please, Bill, come up. Bill Mahon, come up. I didn't do it on purpose, Bill. I'm sorry.
I'm sure.
Last one. Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
I'm Bill Mann. I live at 305 Settlers Lane. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak, and thank you for the work you all do to volunteer to make this such a great community. I am a part-time resident, so I'm not always up to speed on issues, so I apologize if I say anything inaccurate here. I wanted to talk about the bike ped committee and the route that might be taken. From what I understand, the most likely route would be right behind approximately 62 homes on Settlers Lane. Today, as happens often during the year, that land is underwater. My backyard is underwater. The water flows between my house and the house next door and has weakened the palm trees in our front yard. If you drive down Settlers Lane, you may see two that kind of lean a little bit. And we have a cable on one right now trying to stabilize it, but I'm worried every time it rains and that water comes in from the Matsu property that it's going to be the final day to have those trees standing there. Anyway, if there's anything you can do when you put in a bike lane to, first of all, keep it away from 62 homes, tuck it back in the woods. I love to bicycle. I'd love to see it along Dow Road. It would impact no homes whatsoever out there. And at the same time, if you do move forward in putting it right now where there's a floodplain, where there's a lot of water standing for weeks on end, don't make things worse, because they're pretty bad already. So if you can improve the situation, I would appreciate it. Again, thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. Now, I think that's all we have for public comment tonight. And like I was saying, anybody that, especially you folks over at on Ocean View Estates, we have your name and phone number, and we'll look into your concerns. Okay. All right. Next to our presentations, Wilbur Jones, he's the chairman of the World War II Wilmington Homefront Heritage Coalition. So, Wilbur, please.
Thank you very much, Mayor Oliver and members of the Town Council for the privilege of being here. I'm Wilbur Jones. I live in Wilmington. I'm born and raised here. I'm the chairman of the World War II Wilmington Homefront Heritage Coalition, which is an all-volunteer 501c3 preservation organization. We've done quite a bit of work in the area and are responsible for working with the Congress to have Wilmington designated as America's first World War II heritage city, of which I'm very proud. My first visit to Pura Beach was during World War II as a boy growing up here, when there was an S added on to the name of Curie. It was Curie's Beach at the time. And I well remember the soldiers from Fort Fisher, from Camp Davis, the pier, where folks would stand there on the beach and on the pier and look for German submarines. off the shore. And that's the subject of my appearance here this evening. As you more than likely know, the German submarine on the night of July 25th, 1943, surfaced off of Kira Beach, fired three shells at the Ethel Dow chemical plant, which was on the Cape Fear riverside of Federal Point. Fortunately, it missed. The incident happened. I'm convinced it did. I've studied it. I've researched it thoroughly. And we have done quite a bit to keep the memory of that incident alive, because it, for all intent and purpose, was the only time that Germany attacked the United States during the war. For a number of years, a sign memorializing that event was placed at the house of John Gregory and his family at 333 Atlantic Avenue. And people would visit there, including tourists who are interested in World War II sites. But when John died several years ago, apparently the property was sold, and the sign has subsequently disappeared. I'm here to request that the town of Kira Beach construct and install a replacement sign marking that spot, and I will be more than happy to work with you to write the text and to work on the construction and the style and so forth. The sign has disappeared. The folks at the Federal Point Historical Society are unaware of where it is. John Mosley, who was the historian at Fort Fisher for many years, is unaware, and neither is Jim Prince, who's the current site manager there. So we really would like to replace it, because next year, 2026, is America 250, when the country will be celebrating our 250th birthday. And our World War II coalition has planned numerous activities to commemorate our designation as America's first World War II heritage city, including bringing in the Liberty ship John Brown from Baltimore, World War II Warbird aircraft flying in here, the North Carolina National Guard 30th Brigade will stage here, and so many other activities, including site tours. And one of the most important places that the site tours will be visiting will be Fort Fisher and their beautiful new facility there, and also stopping in Kira Beach to see where the German U-boat surfaced and fired at Ethel Dow, the only attempt by Germany to attack the United States in World War II. So I request that the town council approve the construction and installation of a sign, and I will be more than happy to do everything I can to work with you.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll take this under advisement, and we'll have to place it on the agenda at a future meeting, but we'll have a discussion on it in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the work you're doing for
Thank you very much, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Tina Irish, Island Kids Ministry Director for Kira Beach, with Kira Beach Baptist Church. You're not Tina. You don't look like Tina.
I'm not Tina. I'm a poor substitute for Tina. She couldn't be here tonight. So my name's Andrew. I'm the pastor of Kira Beach First Baptist Church. And so I'm filling in for her tonight. So I am a resident of the community. I live at 202 6th Avenue South here in Kira Beach. And I do want to thank you, Mr. Mayor and commissioners, for your service to our community. And as a pastor in the community, I will certainly appreciate the good cooperative relationship we have with the town of Kira Beach on many levels, and only want to seek to support and encourage you in what you do as serving our residents and citizens here in Curry Beach. Curry Beach First Baptist Church has established the value of serving our community to help make Curry Beach a wonderful place to live and to visit. To help us as a church better serve the community, we are known as the church that has left the building, but we do occasionally do things actually in our church building on 6th Avenue. We're asking for a variance of parking on 6th Avenue between I Avenue and J Avenue for two events we have coming up. One on April the 5th called Find That Egg. We'll need to have parking lifted from 8 until noon, I think it is. And then as well, our half-day summer camp that we'll be doing June 23rd through 26th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Why should you do this? Let me give you a few reasons. These are free community events that anyone is welcome to participate in. It's not only for our church, it's for everybody in the community. These events provide a service to the community that is not offered by any other sector other than the churches of our community. The paid parking spaces on 6th Avenue are rarely used, and I can say that as a person who lives on 6th Avenue. I've only seen beach visitors park on 6th Avenue twice in the almost 4 years I've lived there. Once was a Memorial Day weekend, and once was a 4th of July weekend. The town itself has set the precedent of waiving paid parking on 6th Avenue for other community events. For example, the Curry Beach Spring Fest parks vendor cars on 6th Avenue for free. Historically, faith-based organizations are tax-exempt because society views them as a benefit to the entire community. While it's not a direct taxation of our church, paid parking creates a financial burden on some of the families that desire to be involved in these events, these free events, for the community. We're asking that that same principle be applied to these events. And then lastly, I would say this, it is the right thing to do. We believe the residents of Curry Beach would support your decision to waive paid parking for these two events. Thank you for your consideration. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have you submitted that in writing to the town?
I did.
Okay, yeah. We will take that up in a future.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
One of the days are before the next meeting?
Yes. Oh, it's one of the days before
5th.
The next
meeting? Yeah, April 5th. Yeah.
Mandy, didn't we give some latitude to staff to approve
that? We did, but for that time period, that amount, like a whole week, I have to come to council.
Well, the second was after council. It's just the 5th is the first one.
Just one day, right?
Yeah, it was just Saturday morning you requested, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday
morning.
So
you have that latitude, right? And then yes. The second one we need to talk about the next meeting, right?
Yeah, Tina and I in our email, April the 5th from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Right.
So, just for time.
So that one's within your purview, but the second one would need to be at the next meeting, which is before the 23rd,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it that way, okay?
So we're good, okay.
Elena Keeler with the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. You're not. Wow.
Second. All the names get.
My name is Jim Vigilio. Thank you. I'm representing the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. I'm the executive director. Very much appreciate the time this evening to allow us to visit with you a little bit. I do have a short presentation. Our purpose here this evening is to request ROT funds from the town of Curry Beach, matching last year's ROT funds, which would allow us to continue to do the good work that we do at Curry Beach for both residents and visitors. So I'd just like to walk through some of the details of some of the things we've done in 2024, just to catch you up, and then some of the initiatives that we are looking forward to in 2025. So, basically, we've got, you know, those are the four. What have we done there?
Sorry.
It's okay. Those are the four major tenets that we operate the Chamber of Commerce. Advocacy being very important for us, specifically to our members, which are primarily businesses, but our residents as well. Tourism growth is a pretty large part of what we do, and frankly, that helps our businesses on the island. So we do spend a pretty good amount of time on that. I'll talk a little bit about that as we go forward. Member and community engagement, we're involved in a lot of different things. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then, of course, education, which is really cool, something we've got new this year in 25. Our 2024 accomplishments, we added 51 new members last year to the Chamber of Commerce. A number of those new members are at-home-based businesses on the island. And we're finding that those folks are also in need of having an advocacy organization assisting them with growing and developing their businesses. Ribbon cuttings are a big part of that. We had 11 last year. I think we've done 4 or 5 already this year. We're not even through March, so we started off the year with a little bit of a bang. And our business after hours events, which are really just an opportunity for our members to get to know each other a little better, exchange business cards, and have some fun after work. We actually had 9 of those last year. I think we're going to top that number this year as well, so those are really popular. We had a couple of new committees last year that kicked off our Women's Empowerment Network, which has really, really taken off. Very, very popular, more than we thought it would be. And we anticipate having that growth continue. And we also started a business and economic development committee. And last year, that committee really just worked on our Wave Awards event, where we had 100 guests in our first year. So that's something that we'll be looking forward to growing this year as well. These are photos of our business after hours. John, Ellen, what did you do in that picture? our business after hours, our ribbon cuttings, just some of the fun things that we do to either welcome new businesses or to really honor the businesses that we have and allow them, as I said earlier, just to let their hair down a little bit, those of them that have some, and have some fun and get to know each other a little bit. Those are photos of our Wave Awards. Last year, as I said, we had 100 guests at that event. That was our first annual Wave Awards. We hope to do this on an annual basis. To the right of the screen, you'll see the awardees last year and what those awards were. So everything from an award for Valor, our Rookie of the Year Business Award. We put an award out for nonprofits. Our Volunteer of the Year, our Leadership Award, and our Duke Energy Citizenship Award. We are going to be adding an award this year, and that's a new award for us. It's an award that we're taking from the Carolina Beach Centennial, and someone that we honored at that, we're honoring actually her through the Pat Eford. So we're going to have the Pat Eford Award on an annual basis moving forward, in addition to the awards that we currently have. So these are some of the marketing initiatives that we have, and in addition to that, some of the events that we host as well. You'll notice our Blakeslee Concert Series, very, very popular. That event is going to run this year, July, August, and September, 2 events each month. Last year, we actually did it August, September, and October, just because we were wilting in July, frankly, so we bumped it a month. But what we found was that the lighting at Blakeslee isn't sufficient to handle our people leaving the event at night in October because it gets dark so much earlier. So we saw that was a safety concern, so we've moved back to July, August, and September. We've got a few bands booked already. We think we're going to have a great lineup of entertainment this year, and we're really looking forward to that. So that's just a snapshot of some of the things that we offer. Curry Community Fest, we're looking forward to that next month, I believe. We take part in that every year. Again, it allows us to kind of let people know who we are, what we do, people that aren't necessarily familiar with exactly what the Chamber of Commerce does and who we represent. And it allows us to meet a lot of new people too, so it's a lot of fun for us. So we enjoy that. Our 2025 events. We just concluded Restaurant Week yesterday, actually. Very successful. Number of restaurants here in Curry Beach took part. Big proponents of what we do there. Obviously, in Carolina Beach, we've got the Centennial going on there this spring and fall. Lots of activity as far as that goes. We've got our Music Fest coming up in June That's on the beach in Carolina Beach. We've got our Blakesley concerts, as I said earlier, starting this summer. Our Pets in the Park event, which is always a big hit. That's the first weekend in October. And it's puppies. Who doesn't want that? So it's a day of actually, a couple of years ago, I think the pet that won the best pet award was a goat. In a way, which is a lot of fun. So lots of fun at Pets in the Park. We do another restaurant week in the fall. Our Blakesley concerts wrap up in the fall. And then our winter events are the Kite Festival. That's the first weekend in November. That kicks off here in Curry Beach on Friday afternoon with a small display of kite flying over at the pier. We go to the beachfront in Carolina Beach for Friday night, and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday, we've got the large event down in Fort Fisher. And then last year we established a pop-up shop program for our retail businesses on the island to give them a head start on the Christmas shopping season. And we market that very heavily to give those folks a sort of a head start into that time of year. So those are our events. That's some photos of Pets in the Park. That may well be the goat down there on the bottom center. Cute snack. So lots of fun. It's a good community event. It is in October, so it's predominantly a locals event. Actually, this year we're moving it from Saturday to Sunday on the same weekend. I think the lake has their market there that Saturday. This year they've extended it by one Saturday. So we're bumping into Sunday, which, frankly, it's funny how things work out. We had been competing for years with an event in Wilmington on that Saturday, sort of pet-focused as well. So we feel like if we move our event to Sunday, we can get a lot more people to come down and enjoy the pets. There's our Friday view of Kite Fest. Lots of fun, very casual. Lots of people walking on the beach on Friday afternoon. We've done it 2 years now. You know, the key for us on kites is one thing and one thing only. That's wind. We either have it or we don't. Last year on Friday, we did have a nice breeze. We were able to get a lot of kites in the air. Saturday, not so much. And Sunday, oddly, it was too windy. So we couldn't get a lot of kites in the air because of the danger of having them actually break away. So last year's Kite Festival, from my perspective anyway, wasn't as visual as we've seen in the past. One of my favorite things for Kite Festival is we run shuttles from the Blakesley base parking down to Fort Fisher. And there's a little turn there that you make where you can see all the way down. And if you're in those shuttles, and generally they're loaded with kids, and you just hear the squeal immediately when they can get that visual of all those kites in the air. I think the sponsor's talking about it, actually. So, yeah, really fun event, and our favorite of the year. It's a great event for us. There's your Saturday and Sunday for Fisher. That's just a photo of one of our Blakesley events. Again, lots of fun. It's interesting. We've actually put into the program now that when the sun is setting, the band takes a break. Because what was happening in prior years, the band would be playing, and literally everyone would just get up and start walking to the river. We couldn't quite figure out what it was until we saw the iPhones up and everyone taking pictures of the sun setting. So we decided to ask the bands to put in there that when the sun's setting, take a break, let everybody take their photos, and then they take their second set after that. So great event, again, local, fun. We always have two food trucks there, one for food, and then a dessert truck to accommodate both sweet and savory. So lots of fun there. Restaurant week I mentioned, we just concluded yesterday, the day before, I can't remember what day it is. But really successful, we had 30 restaurants take part, and very, very well received, both by our residents and our restaurant businesses. So. Great event there as well. And that's it. Anybody have any questions for me? I'm happy to answer them.
You've made your budget request through the finance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. all 267 pages.
Great. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. We appreciate what y'all do.
We appreciate you as well. Thank you. Okay.
I should have said this before we went on to the chamber. Andrew, the town is very appreciative of the partnership that we have with the church, not only Beach Church, but the way y'all participate in our events. You've helped Nikki and them out several times when we had a need, whether it's hot chocolate or popcorn or just being there for us, or trying to wrap presents in the wind that one year, which was I thought was amazing because I can't wrap one in my own kitchen. So thank you again. So, all right, next on the agenda is committee business. Mike Pitt, Mo.
Church, because they will be volunteering to help us at the Catholic article on April 10th and 11th. So, thank you. Honorable Mayor and Commissioners, the Bike Ped Committee extends our gratitude to all residents and stakeholders who participated in the East Coast Greenway Feasibility Study, funded entirely by an NCDOT grant. The WMPO secured three such studies within our jurisdiction, underscoring their commitment to safer infrastructure for all road users. Pedestrians, cyclists, and individuals who roll deserve to feel secure as they travel for recreation, transportation, and community engagement. We acknowledge concerns from some neighbors regarding a small portion of the proposed path in phase two, particularly regarding privacy and safety. These concerns are valid, and safety remains our top priority for everyone, from parents with strollers and dog walkers to elderly residents using mobility aids. While no roadway or multi-use path can guarantee absolute safety, there's no statistical evidence that greenways increase crime. On the contrary, they often deter crime, reflecting the safety levels of their surrounding communities, if not slightly improving them. Beyond safety, greenways enhance livability, walkability, and bikeability. Benefits championed by AARP, particularly for aging populations. They can also help mitigate summer traffic congestion and stimulate economic activity in Curry Beach. Residents rightfully ask about the financial impact of this project. Where will the funding come from? Will it raise property taxes? What are the ongoing maintenance costs? According to Andrew Meeker of the East Coast Greenway, funding typically follows an 80%, 20% model, with the federal government covering the majority. The remaining 20% may come from state, local, or private sources. Additionally, the established Friends of Curry Beach Parks and Rec Group demonstrates strong community support, increasing the likelihood of securing grants and successfully completing the project. Councilman Mike Hoffer from Carolina Beach confirmed that maintenance costs for the town's greenway sections are minimal, so minimal they don't even itemize them. While expenses exist for mowing, trash removal, and landscaping, much of that work is done by local volunteers. Notably, segments of the greenway near the state park, which are 20 years old, remain in excellent condition. Andrew Meeker anticipates our costs will be similar. The upcoming environmental study required by MATSU will primarily assess contamination liability rather than ecological impact. A separate nature-focused environmental study will be conducted during the engineering and design phase. With the East Coast Greenway now officially recognized as a state trail, discretionary funds may be available to offset some or all of these costs. We hope this information assists in your decision-making process, guided by NCDOT's best practices for creating safer, more accessible infrastructure for today and future generations. Any questions?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Community Center Committee. Nikki, any update? You want?
They have their gardening lecture and plant clipping swap on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the center, and ping pong Sunday at 3.
For those of you that, please pay attention to these events. I think the committee is doing a really good job of trying to find things where they're, I think they said they had 16 for ping pong the other Sunday. They're going to do some family days and some other things and have different other games, and these different series are educational and are really, they are good for our community. And they've kind of repurposed themselves, the committee has, and they're doing a real good job now, very, very active right now. Historic preservation?
No update.
No update, sir. Planning and zoning?
Vice Chair Barlow.
Yeah, Joe has that.
We go marketing first?
I'm sorry.
You're skipping around.
Skipping around. I'm sorry, y'all.
Tired, brother. Sorry.
I'm not focused tonight.
I'm caffeine.
I know.
That was on purpose.
No, I just skip every third one. I think it's every third one. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead, please. Mark,
no, this is real short, so we can get to Joe. Not a lot, but some quick updates. As you guys know, there's a lot of change going on with Sean Braden retiring in January, and then Megan Buttbinder just started last week, so we're letting her settle in. But we're supposed to have a meeting next week to start talking about the budget for us to bring to you guys, but we're also having some internal conversation about some changes in our size and our changes in our strategy for the coming year, and we'll be bringing those to you the next time. We did have a really good meeting this last month to discuss those things, so I just wanted to let you guys know that we're working on some things.
Okay.
We'll bring it to you at the next meeting. All right?
Okay. Any request you have, you would send it to us in a memo form so we can add that to the agenda. It's part of an agenda item. So,
absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Joe. Mr. Green, I'm sorry here. I'm sorry, Mr. St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
We're all Irish today. Mayor, Commissioners, we have two things from planning and zoning to talk about tonight. First is a consideration of the text amendment for Chapter 11, and the second is the revised town fee schedule. And they go hand in hand. Chapter 11 is the next chapter of our continuous syntactical upgrades, which is basically to standardize everything within our Curry Beach code. And also, you see, like I said, I'm bringing the fee schedule also, because we're also reaching out to make sure that any documents that we touch in the revisions of the code are also updated at the same time. So I did work with Arlen, he has updated the fee schedule, and I'll explain that in a second. But remember, the syntactical changes are basically editorial, standardization, grammatical type of things throughout this. So Chapter 11 is done, very simple, most of it is syntactical, with two other things. First, as I said, the fee schedule. We have places in our code where it says such and such as per $25 fee. Everywhere throughout, we've been taking the fee dollar signs out of the code and referring to the fee schedule. So that is a change. It's syntactical. It's a little bit more, but so I want to mention that here.
Okay.
It's not just grammar. But the exact same fees were taken out and put into the fee schedule. The second change appears on page 20. Jim, maybe you could help me with this housing and appeals board.
Yeah, I was going to make a few comments after that.
Well, I think if you make them within Chapter 11, that will be approved with Chapter 11.
You're looking at 1108-08?
Yes.
The current code, current provision in Chapter 11 with respect to minimum housing code provides that the Board of Adjustment will hear appeals from any decision or order by the building inspector. And technically, that's correct. But in working with Joe on these Chapter 11 text amendments, I ran across another statute that requires a housing appeals board to hear such appeal. But the statute goes on to say that council can designate the Board of Adjustment as the housing appeals board for that purpose. So, and Beth, when you get to 1108080, if council approves it, when you get to 1108080 in the Chapter 11 text amendment, you will use the separate document that I gave you. So, when you approve, if you approve these Chapter 11 text amendments, I'd ask you also to entertain a separate motion simply saying that you, the council designates the Board of Adjustment as the housing appeal board.
Thank you. And the revised Chapter 11 does have the wording of housing appeals board in it.
In it.
So they're going to be considering it.
So you copy and paste it
exactly your wording.
Is it in the one in our notes? Because I don't see 1108080.
It's on the bottom of page 20.
20, okay, home.
Joe's comment has been, it's all in there. It's finalized.
So 1110080, not 1108.
It's 1110.
Yeah, 1110080.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. I was looking. Okay. Cool.
And so those are the basic changes to Chapter 11, unless anyone has any questions, you can entertain a motion to approve the text amendment.
We don't have to have a separate hearing, Mr. Attorney, on this one?
No, this is not zoning.
This is not.
Make a motion to approve Chapter 11 as presented with the addition of the attorney's information on 1110080.
Can we do it all in one motion, Jim?
I prefer two motions, one to approve the text amendments and second to designate the Board of Adjustment as the housing.
Okay, so
in the first motion, it needs to include the approval of the fee schedule, the revised
Okay, fair enough. I withdraw my motion. Can I amend it?
Yeah, you can amend it.
Yes. I make a motion that we approve Chapter 11 as presented and the 24-25 town fee schedule revised 3-17-2025.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Now, this separate motion.
I make a motion to appoint the Board of Adjustments as the minimum housing.
As the Housing Appeals Board.
As the Housing Appeals Board.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
And we appreciate the work you're doing, Joe, and the P&Z and everybody. I know this is a...
Three more to go.
All right. Now, make sure I don't jump anywhere. Shoreline access and beach protection. Rick, have at it, sir.
This is going to be brief. Tonight I would like to speak to you about the current situation of the dune at H Avenue. During the no-name storm, the dune at H Avenue was destroyed. The nearest residence near the dune is Mark and Tracy Kurtz. Mm-hmm. The dune has been rebuilt, but it needs protection. The planting of sea oaks and bitter pansicum. Basic points are, in our budget we plan for this possibility. No CAMA permit is necessary because we are not going to use any heavy equipment. Estimated cost, $2,100. That includes the COs and the fertilizer. The planning will be done by various committee members, volunteers, and in fact, we have one church group that has already expressed an interest in assisting us. The necessary watering is going to be done by Tracy Kurtz. Proposed timeline is basically as soon as possible. We need to order the COs and we need to plan by May. We're asking for your approval. Any questions?
Does this include other areas throughout town that need?
If necessary.
Huh?
If necessary.
If necessary. So I know we have some other areas that may.
I think
there's some at L and some up to the north end there between L and N Avenue. If y'all would look at those areas, and might just be a few plants, but while you're planning, if you would look at that. And we appreciate your willingness to water, because that always seems to be the biggest problem when we do beach renourishment and having to water the plants and stuff. So thank you for doing that. Someone like to make a motion to approve this expense?
Make a motion to approve the expense for Sea Oaks at H Avenue and other others as needed.
Okay, have a motion and a second.
Everybody? Second.
Yep, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
One last thing.
All right.
We approved toy boxes last year. We put two boxes, thanks to Ed, who put them in there, maintains them and everything else, and his team. We're going to have two more boxes made, but they are working. The toys are showing up and going away, and we're able to assign another person to assist on this also. So, but the toy boxes, they...
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the work y'all do also. Stormwater Committee?
So, she's not here tonight, but for the Stormwater Committee, we have a meeting next Monday night at 6 o'clock. We have received feedback from the state 2 years later.
No.
And so, the committee will be going through that information with Jimmy's leadership and then presenting to council prospective changes. We have to resubmit to the state because they gave us some of the feedback. They wanted some things changed, so we'll work through that and then let the council know. We'll be glad to share that with council.
Will some of those changes require amending the stormwater ordinance?
They will. Potentially, yes. But we want the state to approve everything and say, yes, we accept this before we bring the council to change the stormwater ordinances.
I think that's appropriate. Get the state buy-in on.
Make sure that they're doing what they want.
Since they dumped this in our lap. So,
that's right. So anyway, we finally got something.
Okay, great. Thank you, David. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Department head business, administration.
I have no updates.
Development and compliance, anything?
Yes, just a couple questions. Real quick. Good evening. First off, we have a new code enforcement officer on staff now. He's in his second week of work. He's already been out there enforcing violations in our zoning ordinances on the golf cart, so CC will just say hi. Second of all, to the Ocean View Estates property owners, I have been working on this, I apologize. The attorney did send me some process guidelines on where to get this prepared, right? So I will contact you tomorrow. I haven't gotten that information out to you yet, but I'll contact you tomorrow. We'll get you that information.
Appreciate it.
Willing to meet with any of y'all who want to. Okay?
That's it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And your new employee's name is?
I'm sorry?
Your new employee, what's his name?
Oh, it's Josh.
Josh.
Josh Littler.
Okay.
I was going to get him here for tonight, but he couldn't make it, so maybe...
maybe another meeting he can...
I bring him in the next meeting.
If y'all have a chance, stop by and meet Josh. He's a nice young man. So.
Yes, sir.
I know you're glad to be at full staff.
Yes.
Finance Department, Arlen, anything?
No updates.
Okay. Fire Department, Chief?
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
Police Department, Chief? Public Works, Jimmy.
Just two of
them. I know you got to stand up and talk.
Actually, there's three updates. Okay. I got in touch with EWE Electric about the replacement of the pavilion lights. He gave me a timeline of April the 11th when they'll arrive, and then after that they'll install them.
Okay.
Also, reached out to TNH Construction and. Their timeline will be a few weeks after we get the contracts and everything signed for the outfalls and all,
okay,
so
good.
They'll be on that pretty quick.
Great.
And last but least is I got in touch with and met the asphalt company last week, and they have proposed a couple things that I think I need to discuss with council. And other than that, that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
One follow-up comment, the T&H contract's got a completion date by no later than June 30th.
June 30th, okay. Thank you.
We would like it much sooner than that, though.
And
they're going to start as soon as we get the contract.
The contract
signed.
Will go to them tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
and
perfect.
Mayor, you need not only sign the contract, but on one of the pages, there's a marginal note that you need to initial.
Okay, I can do that, no problem.
Thank you.
Recreation, Nikki.
No.
Okay. Okay, under old business, we have the consideration and adoption of the Island Greenway feasibility study. Council, I'd like to thank you for postponing this a month when I could not be here last month, and I appreciate that tremendously. my situation was unavoidable, so thank you. The feasibility study was initiated to determine the best possible route for the Greenway. We looked at several areas, we looked at several different concepts, and through a steering committee put together a plan with the assistance of Alta Engineering, who is or Alta Planning, who is a Greenway planning organization with years of experience in Greenway planning. The next step in this process is to adopt this feasibility study. The study does not commit the town to any finances or future. It does not in any way commit the town to any type of a financial obligation. Any type of financial stuff that we do would be handled through our budget process as a separate line item in upcoming budgets. But to qualify for grants, as we've talked about using grants for environmental assessments and other things, having an adopted plan is one of the boxes they ask you to check off a lot of times in these grant applications. So what we're asking tonight is council to adopt this feasibility study, and then the next steps will be come forth when there's grant money available and grants will be applied for, and we will come back to council. Council will be offered the opportunity to decide whether they want to apply for the grants or not before we move forward with it. So any conversations, any comments from council members?
Well, I would just say that feasibility means you're able to do something. I mean, from the finances, I heard what the bike ped committee said, but $20 million, if that's if we did it this year, I think was what the total was. Even 20% is $4 million. So I just don't know that the town would ever pay for that.
And I tend to agree with that, David.
That's just my only comment on the feasibility part.
Okay.
That's all I have, sir.
Okay.
And I'm in agreement with what David said.
Okay. So.
Yeah. I think it's clear that.
I can't
afford that.
Yeah.
Can't
absolutely. Commitment. Absolutely.
But I don't think we can move forward if we don't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think we need to go forward.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the Island Greenway North Carolina Paved Trail Feasibility Study.
Have a motion and a second.
I'll second that.
Have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, we have 4-1. Motion passes. Okay, thank you, Council.
Yes, sir.
Under new business.
Sewer Authority.
Yeah, David, that's you, the Sewer Authority. I think you had your meeting recently.
Yes, sir. So, Commissioner Urkel and I met with Carolina Beach's representatives of the Carolina Beach, Cary Beach Sewer Authority to refresh the audience. Once a year, we look at the spending that we use at the sewer plant that processes both all the wastewater from Carolina Beach and the majority of the wastewater from Cary Beach as your sewer. And then that authority sets the rates retroactively, and then we square up any billing differences between what the rate was and what it actually spent. So that happens this time of year as part of the process of your budget. This year, because of efficiencies in Cary Beach, as well as just how things played out from the previous year's setting and what happens, it normally alternates back and forth, the rates will be reduced moving forward. And then retroactively, Carolina Beach owes us a small check of $13,290. So with that, we will change the variable cost rate to $1.7950 per 1,000 gallons. And the fixed cost rate will decrease to $10,586.38 per month. So I make a motion, unless council has questions, to set those rates for the next year.
All right, we have a motion and a,
do I
have
I'll a second.
Have a second. Any discussion? That's better than us owing them. So
it is better. Yes, sir. It's always good to get a check.
That's a good thing.
It goes back and forth
over time. Over years to years. We just give them money back and forth.
That's right.
But I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Next, we have a supplemental and amended agreement to the owner contract with Monteith Construction. This is for our new public works building. And this part is actually for the upfit or the improvements being made to the old building. At the time we put the contract out with Monteith, we did not know the actual cost or what we were going to do. And now we have that plans. It's just replacing some garage doors, doing some internal stuff to the building. It was not included in the original contract. So, Councilor, I'll entertain a motion unless y'all have any questions or anything.
I don't have any questions. I'll be glad to make a motion.
Sorry.
Make a motion that we approve the amended contract to upgrade the existing public works building to the south of the new building for the attached contract.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. As far as mayor updates go, I don't really have a whole lot today. I think town is getting geared up for the summer season. We had a good weekend, one good weather, day of weather this past weekend, and we look forward to the summer. If you have questions or concerns about anything, please get in touch with us. And I have rescheduled coffee with the mayor to this Saturday, the 22nd, instead of the 29th. Coffee with Mayor here at 9 a.m. this coming Saturday. So that's all I have. Dennis, do you have anything?
No, everyone understands that parking is being enforced again. I think we have, to update you a little bit, we have more seasons passes were issued this year than we had last year, even at the $50 range for the people who were on top of things and got their season pass the first week they were offered. I think we had over 2,600 season passes sold that first week. So hope everybody uses it. Everybody doesn't show up on a holiday at the same time.
There'll
be 650 spots.
You don't mention anything about the Corps of Engineers or anything.
Corps of Engineers, beach renourishment is, bid is out, I think the bid opening is April 9th, and so we should find out if we've got a bid that falls within the parameters for the Corps of Engineers, hopefully we'll start in November, I believe.
The environmental window opens November 15th and runs through April 30th.
So the bids are due in?
The bids will be opened on the 9th at the Corps office.
Okay.
Okay. David, anything?
So just as your emergency manager, we just changed time. So if you didn't check your fire smoke detectors, batteries, please do that. Right? Do that when you change your clocks. And then we will be sending out the emergency management plan this month, March and April. So that's review. So we make any changes in May for hurricane time. And if you are not on our alert system so you get texts, please sign up and encourage your neighbors to sign up. They would have found out about the early parking rates if they would have been signed up. You will get told if they're burning in the back from Matsu if you're signed up. Also our hurricane messages. So please encourage your neighbors to sign up, because when they come and complain to council about not knowing something that we sent out on the emergency alert, we just point to the emergency alert and say, well, you should be signed up if you live in Curie Beach. So other than that, thanks for all the help.
Okay.
That's all I have, sir.
John?
Real quick, as I mentioned in the prayer to open the meeting about what a wonderful town we live in, I want to read a couple of excerpts about our ranking, Curie Beach's ranking. This was in the Star News Online, and I don't know if any of you happened to see this or somebody sent it to you. I was told after I got a copy of this that if you try to get into the StarNewsOnline.com, they want to charge you for searching around. I don't know if that's true or not.
But they do.
What?
You have to have a subscription to start using our app.
I can make a copy of this if anybody wants. Spring break will soon be approaching. And this website called Home2Go that helps users compare and book vacation rentals from thousands of providers recently did a study of America's top destinations for beach breaks in 2025. The study ranked Curry Beach as a top destination for U.S. travelers to enjoy beautiful coastal waters this spring. According to the marketplace with the world's largest selection of vacation rentals, Curry Beach ranked number 2 out of 35 beaches across the country. With wide sandy shores and a relaxed pace, Curry Beach offers a quiet alternative to North Carolina's busier coastal towns, according to this study. Beyond the beach, maritime forest, the sand dunes create scenic hiking trails, and the area's calm residential feel makes it perfect for those looking to unwind by the sea, and the study said. And it goes on, talks about the pricing and the average daily rental and stuff. That was a very nice thing to happen to Curry Beach, I think, and it's a direct example of all the nice people that we have and the hard work that so many volunteers do throughout the community. And I personally thank you for us getting that rating. Now, that may mean that it's a little busier down here this year. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you.
Okay. Connie, you have anything?
That's a perfect segue, because I've been working with Mark Brooks on our marketing advisory committee, and we're looking at, you know, how we're becoming so popular and what is the nature of what people are looking for here and how we spend our marketing dollars. So Mark and I will continue to look at that, and we'll be coming back to you with maybe some changes to the way our committee operates. Second thing is, David and I are going on a tour tomorrow at the Carolina Beach Waste Treatment Plant. Hopefully it's not too warm, so it'll be good to hope the wind is going in the right direction, but we want to see what, I've never been down there, so I want to see what they're doing down there. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, on Saturday, we took a drive down the end of the island, and I will tell you, every parking space was taken down at the museum, and it was just a regular Saturday. I mean, I know it was spring break, but it was packed, and it wasn't even summer. So I found that interesting.
Yeah, I know.
But that's all.
Okay, thank you, Connie. Any other comments, Council? Next item is a closed session. David or somebody want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion and we go into closed session per North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11, subparagraph A6, for a personal issue.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Thank you.